Markita, it's the last show of the year. You got your list?
I do. Let's get right in.
It's the last Cube Critics of 2020, and Markita and Ewan present their top 10 movies of the year.
Five each. You first.
Okay. My number five movie of the year, Run. This is a thriller that was directed by Anish Chaganty, and he co-wrote the screenplay for the film as well. Basically, it's about a single mom, played by Sarah Paulson, who's raising a chronically ill child, played by a newcomer named Kira Allen. But one day, her child begins to realize she doesn't actually understand her illness or the pills she's taking. It is fascinating and horrifying, and I could watch Sarah Paulson forever.
Good. My number five, La Vérité, or Truth, which is by the Japanese film director Koreeda. His first film, not made in Japanese, starring Catherine Deneuve and also Juliette Binoche and Ethan Hawke. It's about an aging French film actress who has written an autobiography called The Truth, and it's not very truthful. It's a marvelous film about families and about the truths and untruths we tell each other. What's your number four?
First Cow. Technically, this came out in 2019, but it was in theaters in early 2020, so I'm counting it. As the name suggests, it's sort of about a cow and how that changes life for people who are trying to get rich in the Wild West. There's some social commentary in there as well about the distribution of wealth, but at its heart, it's really just a pure story about a friendship. I love that it showcases tenderness outside of a romantic relationship. First Cow.
Kelly Reichardt is the director. She's amazing. Soul is my number four, which is the new Pixar movie. It's got a lot of press already. It's about really enjoying the small things in life. If you haven't seen it, you are in for a great treat. Going on to number three.
Sound of Metal. I have talked about this movie a fair amount. I had no expectations going into it. In fact, I had kind of low expectations, but I loved it. Riz Ahmed is a drummer who is in a heavy metal band, and he slowly loses his hearing. As a drummer, he also loses his sense of identity and his relationship with his bandmate, who's also his girlfriend. It is tragic and heartening. Sound of Metal. I really loved it.
My number three, Steve McQueen, who made 12 Years a Slave, has an incredible series of films called Small Axe. There is one called Lover's Rock, which is based on his memories of going to late night parties in the Afro-Caribbean community within London. It is just a beautiful picture of humanity. Number two.
Time. It's a documentary that follows a family where both the mom and dad committed a robbery. Both served time, but the father ended up serving more time. And you see the mom trying to hold the family together through these little dispatches of video diaries and current film. It is wonderful.
Nomadland, the new Frances McDormand movie made by director Chloe Zhao about the people who drift around the country in their vans because they're homeless. It is heartrending. You have to see it. Your top movie?
Minari. Lee Isaac Chung wrote and directed this film, and it was largely inspired by his own family. So you see a Korean-American family move to Arkansas to start a farm and to try to chase the American dream. It's a wonderful film, and the kids are adorable.
Mine is News of the World, the new Tom Hanks movie based on the Paulette Giles novel about a man who goes from town to town reading newspapers to the illiterate people after the end of the Civil War. And he has to rescue a young girl who has been raised by the Kiowa tribe. It is an amazing film about humanity, about conflict. It's set a long time ago, but it really addresses our conflicts today. It is wonderful.